Hello friends, thanks for joining us today. As you can see, I'm in the car and I have to confess I'm somewhat nervous today. I'm just about to go into a school here and speak at the Scripture Union. It's the school that I grew up in. I started attending the prep department in 1982 and then 1989 went into the high school department. Didn't stick it all that long, just got the GCSEs and then left in 1994, which is almost 28 years ago. And this is the first time that I'll be back through the front doors since I left all of those years ago. Just at 16 years of age, and mind you, never intended to be back through the doors. And it's just made me really nervous coming in to the car park here. There's a lot of cars about. They've put on some extensions, but it just brings back a lot of memories, a lot of good memories and some not so good. And just in behind me is the cricket pitch, and that just reminded me, hadn't thought about it since sports days in primary school, 5, 6, 7 years of age, and how quickly life is going by. I can remember many years ago, one night at my cousin's house, he was working at the back of the house on his motorbike. I idolised the guy. He was 16 or 17 years old at the time. I was 12 or 13. He was working. He'd left school. He'd got himself a bike. And I just thought, this is great, the way you're living here. You've got a motorbike. You're learning a trade. You've got a bit of money in your pocket. You don't have to go to school. And I used to pour out my woes and tell him how much I hated school. And I can still remember, as he was working at his bike, he had a blowtorch in his hand and he turned and said to me, it'll not last that long and you'll be out soon enough. And I often think back to that. That would have been 30 years ago and it's just gone like a flash. Life goes by so, so quickly. I can hardly take it in myself. Mum used to say nothing goes faster than the time. And God's servant James says in James chapter 4 and verse number 13, go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there and buy and sell and get gain. For as ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapour that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. And that's so true. Our lives are just like a vapour. Appears for a little time and then vanisheth away. The Bible says our days are faster than a weaver's shuttle. Our days are like a post. They're here and they're gone. And life, at best, the hymn writer said, is very brief. It's like the binding of a leaf. It's like the falling of a leaf be in time. And another hymn writer said, only one life, 'twill soon be past, and only what's done for Christ will last. We can't wind back time. We can't turn back the clock. If we could, this building over here, the school that I grew up in, I would probably have done a lot of things differently. Probably have tried to work a bit harder and worry less too. And maybe just be a bit more laid back. But there you have it. You can't turn back time. And I never thought that the will of the Lord would lead me back here, back to this school to speak to students of 12 and 13 years of age. Nervous but excited, and we trust that God will bless you and that we might remind ourselves just how short our days are and that we might live to God's glory ere it be too late. God bless you, and sorry for reminiscing today, but I couldn't resist it. God bless. See you soon.